stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, March 8th. We're back in the studio.
Yeah, tomorrow's the weekend. Yay.
Brigetta is dressed to kill this morning.
Thanks.
I wouldn't even mess with you, man. You look tough this morning.
Watch out, because I got the heels on, and, you know, I might kick someone. I don't know.
Are you wearing stilettos?
I'll drink some more caffeine, and then you never know what happens. We'll be bouncing off the walls. No, I got a call back for Harley, so I'm excited.
That's cool. What are you going to do there, model for them?
It's a commercial, and it's a photo shoot, so it's both.
Okay, cool.
So, so I'm pretty stoked.
You're going to be next to bikes and stuff? That would be cool.
That's awesome. I love bikes. I grew up around them, so...
Right.
I'm kind of excited. This is like I've gone on like 3 or 4 times in there, and finally I get noticed.
Oh, really?
Finally.
So you had several callbacks and stuff, right?
I've been there like maybe last year. It was last year a lot.
Oh, then, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and then this year I went in, and they had the clothes there, and so I tried them on, and everything fit perfect. And
wow.
So I had a feeling I was getting called back
because
I was there for a while. But yeah, so I'm excited. Everything like fits like a glove.
Yeah. Hey. So is the shoot today?
No, I'm going in for the callback today. So I've worn this before, but I don't know. Guys don't pay attention.
They won't remember.
You don't pay. No, you have to wear the same thing. When you get a callback, you have to wear the same. Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why I'm wearing. No, I don't have like only this in my wardrobe.
I believe that. But as far as Harley clothes, maybe that was what you felt strongly about. So.
Well, no, they whenever you have a callback, they always say wear the same thing because they liked something about it. And,
right.
Yeah, you're supposed to. It's just the way
it is. Good to me.
So that's why I'm wearing the same thing. But I got to go downtown, which sucks balls.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared because, you know, the whole car thing when I got impounded and all that.
Right.
Remember when I was like in court and then they towed my car from the courthouse and I'm outside and I'm like, where the fuck's my car? So I have to go back downtown today, for the audition.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like scared because even though I had to go in, they wanted me to pay I paid $700.
Right.
And then I have payments for the rest of it because I was like, fuck my life. It was like because they want $400 more each payment. Like, it's so retarded. So, I'm so pissed.
Yeah, but
so
it's not going to happen again.
I hope not, but my tags aren't fixed yet. So they were like, warning, you know, a cop. Like, they're total dicks down there.
Right.
You know, they'll look at your license plate. They, look for things. They'll see my license plate, see that it's expired, and write me a damn ticket again.
Right, they do look for that. Yeah.
Or because, and that's what I'm confused about, because I have 10 tickets. That's what I got told last time. But I'm, thinking, too, okay... Are they in the system that I've started paying them or that I have a payment plan? I don't even know. They might just tow the damn thing again.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay.
If I ride a bike
we'll
here or not.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, ride the Harley back. What the hell?
Yeah, if I could take one, that'd be rad. No,
wow.
Anyway. But
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. Well, good luck to you with that. I know you're going to do well. I mean, if they called you back, they probably want you.
Yeah, I hope. Well, you never know, but I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see any other girls that looked like me there, so that was good.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then I also went online and I saw Marissa Miller did a whole shoot for them. And I'm like, ooh, I got to make my hair look like her. So that's what I did the first time. So I don't know.
No, just be you. I think you definitely got the look today of what they're looking
maybe
for.
Maybe I'll do a nip plug. I'm kidding. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. What the hell? You
anyways,
know, no biggie for you, right?
Yeah, I know. It depends on the day. But you know what? Remember we were talking about Cafe Girl? I was telling you, this is actually really, really funny. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you there's a girl at this cafe who I think is just hot? Like, I just go and stare at her?
Yes.
Okay, so apparently they listen to the show.
Oh, my God.
This is so embarrassing.
Really?
So I go in, and I guess it was, a couple of days. I know, over the weekend. I guess. And I go in there and I'm meeting someone and they're all staring at me really weird and they're looking at each other. And I never said who it was.
Right.
Like on the air, I've just described her sort of. I said she looks kind of like Shane right. from L Word. And I mean, I don't know. They all have short hair there and they're all like, you know, lesbians. But I don't know what it is about her. Like I said, I find her very attractive. Like
right.
I want to know more. But I've never asked her name because I'm a fucking pussy when it comes to that. I'm like, whatever. I'll just stare. Like, you know what I mean? So,
oh
okay,
God.
So I go in there and they're all looking at each other and they look at me and I'm like, what's going on here? And right. then so I grab my food and I go sit down and then she brings me the food and everything and like starts, she never talks to me. She starts talking to me and I'm like, this is really weird. I'm like, oh fuck. Like, I remember we were just talking about it on the show. I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. They heard me go on and on and on about how she's like my dream cafe girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
So, did they know you have a radio show?
I don't know. I guess they figured it out because
yeah.
the only thing I could think of is they know my name.
Right.
And I'm also like their friend of the cafe on Facebook. So maybe they, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they
Who
figured
knows?
It out or something.
So someone may have, I don't know. But they were all looking at me really weird and I couldn't figure out why are they all looking at me weird? What did I do? What, am I wearing something weird? No. Like, I couldn't figure it out. And they were just, like, extra nice and smiling like they got a secret, you know? And then I finally figured out when I went home. I'm like, oh, shit. So I was trying to figure out which show we were talking about it in. Because
right.
I think I've mentioned her a few times. But one show I was going on and on.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't remember which one because I was going to listen to it again. And be like, what did I say?
Yeah.
But I couldn't figure it out. So
yeah.
I was like, whatever. I'll just own up to it. I don't even care. So, yes, Cafe Girl, if you're listening, you're hot and I totally do you.
Yeah. Wow. So you didn't tell her that when you were there?
Well, no, because I was in a business meeting with someone who
I
was just meeting that day, and it was like literally business. So I didn't want to be like, oh, excuse me for a moment. Yes, I have dyke modes. Let me just say hi to this chick. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No.
No, it didn't work
that.
Out. Yeah.
So I just,
But that's
yeah.
okay. You got access to her now.
Yeah, well, now I do.
A foot in the door.
And I mean, they have to know who she is now because she's the one that came to the date. I mean, she usually does serve, but she, like, never talks to me.
Wow.
Or she'll be like, hey. And I'm like, hey, it's just something stupid. But she, like, actually talks. I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay. So.
Now you feel what a guy feels like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Girl, chicks suck. Like I don't get how you guys do it. Now I totally get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. It's a whole thing too because it's like with the whole like dyke thing. I say dyke thing. And the whole lesbian thing too. It's like you never know if someone is or not. So I get what they're doing. I'm like, if you asked me to go for a drink, I'd go. But
right.
I'm not asking you because
yeah. Yeah, you don't know.
No, I'm more into dicks.
Yeah.
But I will take a chick, especially her, because she's fucking hot.
Really?
All right, that's my spiel.
So she's got that cropped hair?
Yeah, yeah. But she looks like Shane. Have you ever seen L Word?
No, but I'll look it up and see.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
I would, yeah. It's just,
Really?
But yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
She's hot.
Okay.
It's like kind of like this, like, chill, laid back. Could be like a sexy biker. Well, Shane on the show rides a bike. This girl looks just like her. I don't know what she has. She has her like, she has piercings too. So I'm like, It just makes me wonder.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe something will turn out, you know, maybe out of
She's probably listening
this, so.
Today. Awesome.
Yeah.
So if I can make a move.
Yeah,
already.
Exactly. Make a move on Brigetta because she's hot for you.
Anyway.
All right, Brigetta, why don't you introduce our guest to us this morning?
So I have a good friend of mine in studio. We have Nuzzy here, the Nuzzy.
Good morning.
Nuzzy, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Nice to meet you, too.
You too, absolutely. So you guys have known each other for a while?
For a bit, yeah.
Uh-huh.
His cousin is a very good friend of mine.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So you met through your cousin?
Yeah, we met through my cousin, Elvis.
Yes, good old Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have him in the show soon. He should
okay.
be
Oh, he hasn't done your show yet?
No, he's always working, so that's why he hasn't. I know he gave me shit this morning. I'm like, dude, you work every day.
Right.
I don't even want to. But he was on Bull Run, the show Bull Run.
Oh,
I've talked about him before.
You have?
I think. Yeah.
Maybe you have. I mean, we've talked about so many people.
Yeah,
I don't remember. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, but he's always working. That's why he hasn't been here.
You and I are dressed exactly opposite of each other.
Yeah.
You're wearing almost nothing.
Pretty much.
Leather and very scantily clad, and I'm dressed like it's the middle of winter.
Yeah.
Like I'm going skiing after this.
Are you going skiing after
this? I might, and I'm dressed for the part.
Yeah, well, you're a man. Nobody expects you to be in stilettos.
Right, right.
Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, when you have Elvis on, my cousin, then you will find
you will
out
see.
That men do wear stilettos.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Not really stilettos, but like... you know, he kind
of man version of stilettos.
Yeah, man version of stilettos. Yeah.
Manellos.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Manellos.
So yeah. This is cool. So what's your full name?
Dave Nussbaum.
Dave
Nussbaum.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you like Nuzzy, right?
Well, that's the name I go on with my podcast and with Twitter and stuff. So
cool.
Plus, okay. You know,
was that your nickname when you grew up and stuff?
Oh, yeah, okay, in high school. Cool.
Yeah, and
were
it
calling
sticks,
me Nuzzy.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was called Bridget the Midget. I think Nuzzy is so much better.
Oh my God.
Don't you even dare.
Well, you're not a midget, so.
No. Yeah. But
and plus, that is actually a slanderous term now.
Is
it's
it?
A slur. You can't say that.
You can't say that?
It's like saying, it's like the N-word.
So will I say midget, will we get fined or something?
No. I mean, you've said a lot worse already since I sat down.
For little people or something?
Yeah, they hate that.
Yeah.
They hate that.
You say little person.
You're supposed to,
Or dwarf.
Yeah. You
say dwarf?
Like you said also retard earlier. They hate that, too.
Definitely.
We live in one of these worlds now that you can't say anything.
Everything is PC, you know?
I'm definitely not PC.
No, you're definitely not.
No, I'm not.
Right.
Well, can I say retard? Because the pronunciation is different.
You're not. You're legally, yes, you can do that.
Okay, good. Because the pronunciation just accented somewhere else.
Right.
Thank you, whatever that movie was. What was that? When they're like, retard. You know what I'm talking about? And they went to Vegas and the baby and there was like a lion and the hell was
Sam
it called?
I Am? Or
no.
Oh, the guys with the baby. Okay,
yeah.
I remember that. I can't remember that.
Three men
and a baby.
Three men and a baby.
Hangover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Hangover?
The only,
okay,
I hated that movie. The only thing I liked though was retard. I thought that was
funny.
Oh,
yeah. Zach Galifianakis.
So, yeah. So I stole that from there. So anyway.
So, Nuzzy, are you originally from L.A.?
No, Jersey.
Jersey?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long have you been here?
On and off over a dozen years. But
really?
I left for like 5 years, went to New York, came back just about 3 years ago.
That's usually the story. You know, you stay in the East for a while and then you discover L.A. and you move. So what made you decide to move here?
I got dumped by a girl.
Really?
That I was in love with.
Uh-huh.
And so I was still living in my parents' house at 24 years old.
All right, my brother still lives with my parents, and he's 27.
Well, probably why she dumped me. I mean, I don't blame her. 24-year-old still living with his parents. And so I did nothing for about 6 months, just laying on the couch feeling pretty sorry for myself.
Wow.
And then my cousin Elvis, who's now come up 3 times in the show, said, get out of this funk that you're in and come to L.A. where he was living.
Actually, I remember when this was all happening.
Yeah.
I totally remember this story now.
Really?
And,
yeah.
And so I came out here on a vacation, and while I was out here, it was just after Thanksgiving of 1999, and while I was out here, I got a job with a radio station, and I stayed. I went home to pack, and I came back like a week later, and I've been out here almost ever since. Yeah, I moved back.
Wonderful. So you're over the girl by now, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm over. This has happened 3 or 4 times since. You know, I keep falling into the same cycle.
Aww. Yeah.
But things happen, you know.
Yeah, they do happen.
It's life.
Yeah.
So do you find L.A. to be more your element?
I love it. Yeah. I love Los Angeles. Yeah. But like I said, I keep bouncing back and forth. I love Los Angeles and I love New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very different.
They're very different,
right.
But there's like two sides of me,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so
true.
it kind of feeds both sides of me. There's Nuzzy, right? Who is Los Angeles, right? Because I'm creative and I do the podcast and it's just a fun atmosphere. Plus I like the weather
the
women
right.
are beautiful and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, but in New York, I'm David Nussbaum, you know, like wearing a suit and tie and I feed off of the energy
Oh, really?
It's great.
So it's like what did you do there that you had to wear suits and tie?
I worked for CBS.
An executive or something?
Oh, yeah. I sold advertising for the Yankees and for Howard Stern and for every Dr. Laura. Every person that's ever been on the radio, I've put an advertisement in their show.
Wow.
And like when I was living, like the first time I was in L.A., I was selling for the Lakers and, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
But my love of radio has given me the opportunity. So yeah, I sell the ads, but then I get to stand on the mound at Yankee Stadium and interview Mariano Rivera or Reggie Jackson or whoever's
awesome.
At the. So I got to kind of do both things.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And how long were you doing that in New York?
4 years, four or five years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how did you get into that? You came from the sales side or from the radio side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you guys, I love radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always wanted to be on the radio, right. And the only way I could actually get inside of a radio station, I'm Jewish, so I'm automatically awesome at sales. So that
speak
was
for
my
yourself. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I'm terrible.
We're great at negotiating, and you know, they almost expect us to either be lawyers or salesmen or you know, accountants. So I got in on the sales thing, and then I've you know, every once in a while I got to record a commercial and then I got to do an interview and then like little by little I got to do like some on air stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. So you left a pretty cushy job in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
And wow. So this is pretty cool. Have you found a girl since then that you like?
I've been married.
Oh, really?
And separated.
I see.
Yeah. And but now, yeah, I currently have a... female companion.
So you separated now?
I'm separated, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a divorce in the works?
You know, probably. I don't know. She
once you separate, I don't see coming back, you know.
Well, she lives in a different country now.
Oh,
she couldn't get know that.
She couldn't get farther away from me, Bridget.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where the hell is she?
She's actually living in Prague, Czech Republic.
Wow. Right.
So she says I got to get as far away from this guy as possible. So she's like, whoop, 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 beats don't fail me now. And
oh
so she bounced. Ooh. So when she, if or when she returns, you know.
Why Prague? Is she something where she always wanted to go? She had family there?
That was one of the reasons why we split up is because she always wanted to like live abroad and work abroad. And,
right.
And I've lived with abroad and it's not so great.
That's the same thing.
Wow.
But, yeah, it's not something that I wanted to do, and you know, then.
Do you not like travel?
Love travel.
Well, you just don't want to like stay.
Yeah, I don't want to stay there.
Live somewhere else.
Yeah. I would. See, I would totally live somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't care.
You would.
Where would you want to live?
Where would I want to live? You know, I was in London for like 6 months a couple years ago.
Okay.
So that was fun.
Yeah. That's great. But see, everybody speaks English in London. I would do that.
Yeah. Well, no, I would live in... I love the south of France. I've been there a while. I was there for like a month. I really, really do. And everyone speaks English, but like I think like I hate like other parts of France, but I love the south. I think it's just great because people come from everywhere. But I definitely want to travel more. Like I had a blast in Australia and New Zealand when I was there. I was there for 3 months. 2 months, whatever.
Yeah. So you're enjoying yourself.
I mean, yeah,
there's a lot of great places. You know, I lived.
But I've never been to Prague. I would do that. I would totally do that.
You would, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you got to check it out first. I don't know if you could live there. You know?
I would live in Thailand and give a special massage. I'm kidding. Dude, you could make so much money there.
That's
can you imagine?
Yeah.
Anyway,
if you're a sex worker, you mean?
Oh, just in general. Like, I mean, I'm like, I'd be a schemist. Just like, scheme everyone. Yeah. Like, I was telling you about Lady Luck the other day.
I know, you would tell me about that. I was listening when I wrote the summary.
Yeah. But no,
I think the trick is to make a lot of money here and then go to Thailand and never have to work again because your money goes... Like,
forever.
It goes forever.
Right.
But I was
you probably don't make a lot there.
But be careful because I saw Return to Paradise.
Oh, shit. I remember that.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
right? With Vince Vaughn
yeah.
and Joaquin Phoenix and stuff.
Oh, wait. No, not that one. That was a different one. I was thinking Claire Danes one.
Oh, no. Return to Paradise.
Is it
that
worse?
Movie's crazy.
Is it worse than the Claire Danes one?
I don't know. I haven't seen the Claire Danes one. My so-called life? I don't know.
No.
I haven't seen that.
It was insane. It was like her and this girl, someone put drugs in their purse. True story. They put drugs in their backpack while they're getting on the plane. And in Thailand, they got arrested.
Wow.
And they were in a jail for, years and years and years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same kind of deal. It's the same movie.
Holy
really?
One of them ripped off the other person,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, obviously.
But I think it was Thailand. Anyway,
probably.
It's good. You should see that. You see Vince Vaughn play a character that's not Vince Vaughn.
Interesting.
It's like the only time I've ever seen Vince Vaughn not do that whole character
so
that he's doing.
He plays himself.
He doesn't. Yeah. He plays. He acts. He acts in this movie. It's that same, you know, shtick
that
he
does. I love him in Swingers. It's one of my favorite
films.
He's
great in Swingers. And then it was so good for him that he continued to play that same character in every movie.
Pretty much.
It's like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
You know?
Her
movies are the same.
They are. I know.
So tell us a little bit about your podcast. How did that get started and where can people hear it?
Yeah, well, I came back to Los Angeles and I started up the podcast because it's like the new thing.
Because you like radio and stuff and you wanted to do your own gig.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it is a new thing.
The show is called Decently Funny and it's on decentlyfunny.com.
Okay.
And how did I start it? I just I bought a bunch of equipment. Kind of like this room. We have a similar sound equipment there and... And we do it out of my living room, and it's a straight interview show.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You learn nothing about me on the show. You've already learned way too much. But it's basically me. I've got a co-host named Guy, who's my buddy. So it's Nuzzy and Guy are decently funny. And we interview all kinds of celebrities. We've interviewed reality stars and sitcom writers like Danny Zucker from Modern Family or Alex Sulkin from Family Guy,
Awesome.
Sam Simon, who created The Simpsons, and also lots of stand-up comics and actors and musicians. We just had Panic at the Disco on my show.
Oh, yeah, right. That's awesome.
They performed live in my living room, and it's great, man. Cool. It's on iTunes.
Amazing.
You know what?
Amazing.
I've never been on your show, motherfucker.
No, my cousin hasn't been on my show either.
Bullshit. We should have both come on together.
Maybe you and my cousin.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be crazy.
I've had a friend of yours on my show.
Who?
And I do a web show with Johnny Fairplay.
Oh, fuck him.
Should I not have brought that up?
No.
I'm actually blowing off. I do a show with Fairplay as well. We won't even get into it.
Johnny Fairplay?
No.
Exactly.
No.
He's an asshole. That's what he is.
Okay.
A complete waste of life.
We do a show on Wednesdays on Thursdays at 11, so I'm actually blowing it off to do this. That's how important you are.
I love
and,
you.
11 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
we do a web show at 11 a.m. every morning, and we just talk about everything that happened in reality television.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and
a fun show.
I would imagine you met some of these people working at radio stations and stuff, right?
No, usually I meet them through social media. It started with Facebook and Twitter, and now because I've had, I'm approaching my 100th episode, I've had so many people on that now it's kind of like, it's kind of a cool thing to do.
Right.
I hope.
Yeah.
That's what people think. And
well, everyone loves you.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like when we did a reality rally, which I was telling you about, that race that we're doing, and there's like over 100 or 200 reality stars, I don't know how many there are this year, that are racing around Temecula for breast cancer, that thing.
Right.
You know, everyone, we have all these events that we go to, and like everyone knows who he is, and everybody loves him.
Yeah.
So,
that's cool.
I like, you know, I've got all these different worlds that I like to be attached with. Like, I'm not in reality, but I like to attach myself to reality. I'm not on the Howard Stern show, but I'm I'm friends with a lot of the people that are. And
he's like
so
my idol.
I go to I get to sit in on the Superfan Roundtable every time I'm in New York.
That's rad.
You know, cool. And so I get to do fun stuff like that. Yeah, Reality Rally is gonna be cool. I don't know if I'm gonna
you're
be
gonna
here.
Be there this year?
No.
Why?
That's the end of April, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to Hawaii. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Wait, it's like the 16th, 17th, and 18th, I believe, or something.
Yeah, I'll be in Hawaii.
Oh, damn. We're all gonna miss you.
I know.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Guy is he's single and he won a trip at work if he hit his quota or some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
He
really?
Gets to go to Hawaii and he's single, which is great for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be his girl now in Vegas.
Awesome.
In Hawaii. Yeah. So I love Hawaii. I've been there a couple times.
A lot of hot chicks in Hawaii too, so you'll be you won't get bored.
Well, you know what? You gotta be careful though, because when they're in Hawaii, they're usually with their significant other. In Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, many.
So,
I would beg to differ on this because you see many big groups of girls going together. In Vegas, it was the same thing. Yeah.
Well, in Vegas, but I feel like Hawaii, it's more of like.
More
romance thing. Now, given I took my girlfriends in September to Hawaii, we went for the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend who has a private plane and he's like, hey, you want to bring some girls? I'm like, hey, why not? So, a bunch of us went for the weekend to Hawaii. So, but I've never done that before. Usually you go like with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's in the smaller islands like Maui and Kauai. But I think when you go to
Waikiki,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've seen a lot of big groups
of
girls there, so.
Yeah. Whatever. That's awesome.
I've got a girlfriend now, so.
Oh, you do?
I'll look.
He can look, but he can't.
So she's gonna let you go with another single guy? Is that?
Yeah, she's. I don't think she's too thrilled about it.
No.
But it's called trust. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm different though.
It's.
Because if you're with someone, you trust in them. Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't care
about that.
Why? It's Hawaii, so.
Yeah. Hawaii, and plus the guy that I'm going with, you know, I think. He's the single one, right? So we'll throw all the women
on
him.
So you're like the wingman.
Exactly.
I'm a great wingman.
Yeah, you're like the wingman.
Because I like to talk and schmooze a little bit, and I'll buy her a drink. Wait, am I allowed to buy a drink? Is that cheating?
You can buy a drink.
What's cheating? What's the line? How far am I allowed to go?
I'll tell you what cheating is.
Physical contact. You can flirt all you want.
Okay, so physical contact.
What's
phone sex cheating?
Let me tell you what cheating is.
No.
Do you want me to tell you what cheating is? Anything you would not tell your significant other.
Well, I didn't tell her I'm on this show, so
I mean. You know what I'm saying, though.
Okay, look,
if you had a boyfriend and he said, hey, I'm going to Hawaii with my single friend, would you be happy about that?
I wouldn't care.
Really?
I wouldn't, because if he want, like, his situation, his, you know, his buddy won a trip and it's taking him, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care. So what? You're going for a week, a couple of days? Doesn't matter. I mean, whatever.
It's going to be a week.
It's not, and like the thing is, I'll like text you or talk to you later on.
So you don't become possessive or anything.
No, I'm not. But if you ignore me the whole week, you better believe when you come back, I don't know what I'll be doing when you're gone.
Oh, no.
Just saying. No. But no, I'm not possessive. Like, go have your fun.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to Miami for a week, then I'd be like,
Why? What red flags go up?
Yeah.
What's the difference there?
Well, it's a party.
Miami's a huge party, and there's naked chicks everywhere. There's nude beaches. There's thongs. It's all about, like, you know,
sex. So why would that bother you, though?
Well, because I go to Miami a lot.
A lot of temptation.
But you said you trust him.
Yeah, you know, it would be like, why can't I go?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It would be like, why can't... Well, because Hawaii, I get it. Like, whatever. It's just like a chill, relaxing thing. Miami's like fun, party zone. Like, why can't I go?
Yeah, there won't be any partying.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna...
There's a lot of partying in Hawaii. Well, what are you talking
about? Not with me and Guy. No, we're not gonna party.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll hike a volcano, you know, or snorkel or something. But,
That would be cool. When I think of Hawaii, that's what I do. When I go to Miami, I'm like in party mode. Like,
really?
Crazy fucking... Yeah, crazy party mode.
Oh, I see.
Like, we tie yachts. I mean, I've been in the sickest parties there, so, like, I know what goes on. But, I mean, I've gone before when I was with someone. I mean, we weren't together, but I went out there. But I make sure, like, they're comfortable. Like, I'll just call them later on at night. Or if I can't, then I text them.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Yeah, well, what you guys should do is rent a Jeep or something, even motorcycles if you're into that. And just drive around the island. There's beautiful beaches. Have you been to Hawaii before?
Oh, yeah, I've been a few times.
Oh, okay, so I don't need to.
I went to Greece, which they have some really small islands. And, I would rent, like, an ATV and just drive around the island.
I would love to go there. Yeah. That's where I would go and live. Yeah. I would totally do it.
I could go there and live. I don't know if I could. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is. You know, and when you visit, it's different. You know, once you get a place and you settle down and everything, you're going to miss a lot of the comforts and conveniences you have here.
And then you have to go to work. I don't want to work on my vacation,
which is
like Los Angeles, you know.
Yeah. It's,
I always feel like I'm working when I'm here.
Yeah.
It's like a place that people come visit.
Yeah, it's a labor camp here. Everybody works all the time.
Well, it's funny because my dad came here and he's like, "Does anyone freaking work?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "I see people on the road everywhere. Yeah, Everyone's in the cafe. Every freaking cafe is packed full any time of the day. Does anyone work?" I'm like, "Not really."
Right. I don't know how we get along.
They're all,
This is where the 11% unemployment, we all, it's Los Angeles. The rest of the country is fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's true.
Yeah. So the podcast was, you wanted to get on the radio. You figured this is a good way to do it and do it your way. So what are some of the things you guys discuss? Is it like an open format like ours?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we talk about it's mostly interview.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really into reality television. I'm really into watching stand-up comedians. I'm really into watching movies, right? So I find my favorite actors or comedians or whatever, or writers on my favorite shows, and then I sit them down in my living room, which is
really
pretty cool.
Right.
And then I get to talk to these people that I admire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I ask them about their lives. I ask them about their work. And then it does sometimes get really, really invasive. I get down to the nuts and bolts.
Right.
I talked to this one guy. If he's listening, he'll be upset. But you know what? It's already happened on the podcast. This guy he's the executive producer for the Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory on MTV.
Uh-huh.
His name is Shane Nickerson, at Shane Nickerson on Twitter.
Okay.
And we asked him, because I've got my own mishigas, Yiddish word for craziness. I've got my own mishigas when I go into a bathroom, like a public bathroom. If there's more than one stall, it really bothers me. Like if I have to actually
choose one?
Like if I have to take a shit, right?
Okay.
Right.
If I'm using the bathroom and then a guy sits down next to me in the stall over,
you can't take a shit.
Game over for me. Yeah. I'm done.
What if you pull the flushing game and you just keep on flushing?
Well, no, I don't want to, because I see his feet. I
it
know
freaks
that there's,
you out.
Yeah, I just don't want. I don't want to know that there's a guy with his pants also down, like arms reach away from me.
So it's like a mental like.
It's totally crazy.
But I mean, I'm surprised you even go take a shit in public.
Well, if I have to.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind it. It's actually relaxing for me.
You can't always hold it.
Yeah. No,
I never have to go to public bathroom because I'm regular. No, I go in the morning and then I don't have to.
It depends
but
for me.
It would gross me out. And
when I worked,
would be very
when I worked at CBS,
out.
You know, I spent 10-12 hours a day there sometimes. Right. And you know, you drink coffee and things. Have
coffee
a salad for lunch or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I mentioned this to Shane and I said, "What are your bathroom craziness?" And he actually said this. And after he said this thing, one by one, I'm getting emails and tweets and texts and other guests on the show claim that they also do the same thing.
That's interesting.
He's a stand-up wiper, which is very weird.
Okay, I stand up and wipe.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, why not?
Wait a second. When you're done doing your business.
I stand up and wipe. Yeah.
Really?
I'm not sitting. First of all, I don't
but
sit on public toilets.
Doesn't that smear everything and stuff?
No. First of all, I do not
isn't this
sit.
Isn't this crazy?
This is an interesting conversation. I only sit on my toilet. If I'm at anyone's house, I have my hands here, and then I'm sitting on my hands.
All right, so you're just as crazy as I am. Then.
I won't touch your toilet. And then if I'm in a public place, I'm squatting. Those my quads, they come into action. Yeah, will not touch a seat.
So, okay, you're at your own home.
It is gnarly.
Yeah.
You're at
you
your own home.
You AIDS all over that.
Oh, my God. I don't think that's how you catch it. But,
I'm just saying.
Okay, so you're at your own home.
My own home.
Yeah. And then you use the bathroom.
I use the bathroom.
You do your business. You sit. And now it's time. Really?
I stand.
You don't do like a one wipe just to get the mass part off?
It usually comes out pretty clean. But I will. Okay. I will do a one wipe. I will do a one wipe. It depends. If it comes out really clean, then I don't need to really worry about it. But if like, I don't know, a random gnarliness.
Yeah, if it's a little
gnarly. Then it'll be like a one wipe. And then I will stand. Now I have to stand.
Are you hanging over the toilet still? Because what some people do is they turn around and then they face the toilet because that's how their parents used to wipe.
Right.
So that's how they know how to do it.
Oh, my God. That must be what I do that.
Yes.
it must be.
Otherwise,
most people do that's
not
stand
crazy.
Up.
That's not the way to do it.
Yeah. I don't know any different
but you know what?
Way.
But you know what?
I never thought about that.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
I thought you, like, it's not that small of a segment.
Yeah.
Because when you're done being taught how to wipe by your parents, I guess they don't teach you how to do it the more mainstream way, and like you just get up. Like, why would you get up? That's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Because the pieces could fall and
they could, but mine don't fall. I'm very, very careful. But I mean, also it's like if you're on your own toilet, then maybe fine. But there's another thing, like, I guess I get grossed out too. Like, what if you? I don't want to touch the side of the toilet. I don't want to touch things. That freaks me out. So that's why I stand up. I don't want to touch it.
Look
it's
at
disgusting.
You. Stand up wiper. I found another one.
A stand up wiper.
You're in a big club. So anyway, like, we find out stuff like that. Like this. Like.
But you know what I also discovered? Like, you're talking about Howard Stern. Is some men actually sit down to pee?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. People that I've dated that have done that.
Really?
Well, they stand up to you, but if they're lazy, they're like, whatever. And I'm like, what are you doing? Are you taking a shit in front of me? Don't do that. And they're like, no, I'm peeing.
Oh, wait.
Like,
so the guy will actually sit down to pee in front of you? That's interesting.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, sometimes not, but sometimes, yeah.
No, I would never
like,
do
what
that.
What are you doing?
I never share a bathroom with anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you
can't do it.
Well, I always do.
Can't
so
do
what?
It. It's not
sexy. You're a free bird. It's not. You don't think it's sexy
to see somebody take a shit.
No, that's not.
No, that's not. No, you can't be in the room.
But
if you're like peeing, so what?
Maybe you can have the guy wipe for you or something.
No, I won't do that. That's fucking gnarly. Gnarly. Do not touch me. Yeah, I am like a freak about the whole bathroom. It freaks me out.
Yeah. Everybody's got their thing, you know?
You know what else, too? Okay, this is what I discovered this morning. This is going to sound retarded. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, someone should invent that. Like, I wonder if they have this for guys. I don't know. But, like, I usually do my hair. I get a shower, and then it's, like, all steamy, and then I, like, dry my hair so it's even hotter in there.
Right.
You know? And then I'll put, like, deodorant on because it's, like, you start sweating. And then all my curling irons are on, so then it's even hotter in there. It's like, Jesus, right?
Yeah.
So then you're, like, sweating everywhere. And then, like, I started realizing, like, I was standing with my legs, like, kind of crossed in a way, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, sweaty a little bit in between like my legs. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking like, oh my God, guys have ball sweat all the time. Is there like because it smells like ass if you don't like clean down there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is there like a deodorant for like ball sweat?
As a matter of fact, since we were just talking about the Howard Stern show, one of the one of the first ever advertisers on the Howard Stern Show when he made the move to satellite radio was a company called, I think it's called FreshBalls.com.
Really?
Yeah.
FreshBalls?
FreshBalls.
Right. Because I remember something.
What a great idea.
So was it like a roll-on thing?
I don't know.
You like lift them up and like.
I've never used roll-on.
So you just let your balls go sweaty and smelly.
Well, I use I wear boxer shorts, which keeps it kind of airy. Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your balls get sweaty?
I'm just saying like.
They probably do. I mean, I don't check it, you know, but they probably do. But so do vaginas. I mean, what the hell?
Hold on. Now, if I go running,
look at you getting all defensive.
No, I know. Well, because I'll say, because if you're wearing underwear, the underwear covers your vajayjay part, like you know what I mean, like your lips.
Right.
And so, like, the other part, like, isn't, like, it's not covered, so it's not like it's all, like, you guys are wearing, like, you know, let's say you're wearing, like, tighty-whities or whatever, like, the tight boxer shorts. It's covering the whole area.
Right.
So the sweat kind of, like, lurks and stays inside, whereas the girls, it doesn't. You know, it's just, we're just covering the lip area.
I don't know, I beg to differ. Okay, but anyway, go on.
Unless you're wearing, like, if you're wearing full panties, like, the full granny panties, then, okay. But who the hell wears that shit?
If you're just wearing,
like regular thongs or like regular underwear, excuse me, I'm thinking thongs, that's all I ever wear.
Right.
But like so thongs, put it that way.
Right.
It just covers that.
Right.
So but when the guys wear the other stuff, like the ball sweat stays inside, so it smells.
Right.
Like don't you ever like did you ever think back like when you're like with a girl and they're like, I don't know, does your girlfriend ever tell or someone you've been with ever say anything or make a weird face? Or do you
No,
ever
because
think about
I never
it?
Get into bed without taking a shower first.
Wow.
Never.
Yeah. Never.
What if you're like driving and you meet this, you're in the car with this girl and it's all heated up and you're like, I just want to go down right now.
Yeah, in that case it's different, you know.
So, okay.
But, yeah, so it is
so
different.
So just the girl should just be prepared.
But, you know, I mean, so that would be, I mean, you know, if I met a girl and we ended up getting it on, it's probably after I took a shower to go out, you know, so I'm still pretty clean.
Okay, so what if you're like...
So it's not sweat from all day or
so
something.
So you're not like random. So you won't like ever hook up unless you have a shower.
No, that's not true. I mean, I have before.
But I'm saying like, I think of it like I'm just spur of the moment. So like you're driving in a car and you're on a road trip and all of a sudden like caffeine gets me horny. I'm like drinking this and I'm like, I'm horny. Fuck it. I'm pulling over.
Right.
You know? And like you're hooking up next thing you know. But I mean, what if you have, you notice, you feel that your balls are sweaty. Would you let her go down on you?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I would. And the reason why. It's two totally different areas, right? Like, if your balls are sweaty...
But you can smell it. It wafts up. It wafts up.
But...
I don't know who the hell you've been with.
I'm just saying.
But women like... You know, men and women are different. I think women like a manly smell.
I think they'll let you
get away with a little bit more than men. Plus, men, we have to go right into the action.
Yeah.
And so like we're going right where the smell's coming from. But yeah. So but you're at minimum at least a few inches away from it.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Really?
And then well, what?
What
oh, you like to go right.
I mean, you like to go right into it.
This is great morning radio.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it is. It is.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because, like, I do have a very distinct sense of smell. I can smell everything. Before I drink this, I smell it. I smell everything. Mm. That's just how I am.
Right. Yeah.
So things bother me.
So you're very sensitive with smells.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
It just, ugh, bothers me.
I don't blame you. So you just got to let the people know, you know, and maybe don't do a...
No, I am crazy, and I'll be random all you want. If I'm drinking, I don't give a shit. But, like, or I'll be like, all right, whatever. You know, like... But otherwise, I'm like, baby wipes. I carry baby wipes in the car.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Now, you I found that almost every woman has a little, even a little smell down there, and it's expected, you know?
I mean, the thing is. What kind of women are you going to have on? Because I don't think so.
Okay, how many pussies have you been around?
I've been around a few. Just saying. You know, the whole pineapple thing? You guys know about the pineapple thing, right? No.
Yes, about drinking pineapple and
juice. Okay, eat a lot of pineapple, drink a lot of pineapple juice, and you taste very good down there.
Mm.
And smell very good down there.
Okay.
This goes for girls and guys. So you listen to that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Why did it
So asparagus and garlic, not a good idea?
That's so fucking foul.
Oh, and I've been doing it wrong. I've been eating garlic and asparagus.
And that's the thing, first date tip. There you go, first date tip. Or second date, whatever. I'm not saying you're hooking up on first
date. So Hawaii will be great for me because pineapples everywhere.
All over the place.
There you go. So coming when you come back, your girl should be like, damn, that goes down.
What's your first date tip?
But I'm just saying, don't. If I am at a dinner, I'm at dinner with you, and we're on a date, and I see you eating asparagus, I'm automatically thinking gnarly. Like it's already in my head of like, oh god.
I love
like
asparagus though.
But it's just don't eat it around. Don't eat it around a girl on a date.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? It's just I think that way, but I'm crazy. We all know I'm crazy. But I mean, I'm sure there's other girls that are that way too.
Right.
And
now,
especially
will you go down on a guy that hasn't taken a shower? You would, right? I mean, you have.
I mean, I have. Right. It depends on the moment.
But does it smell, though? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. So you still do it, though.
It just depends on the moment. Because
you get
the
used to the smell, right?
Well, it's a pretty much like get it wet and then stick it in you. And then they're quick, then it smells. Yeah. Another thing, like, there you go. If you know a girl's not down there for that long, it's because you stink.
Oh, okay.
It's because your balls smell.
The That's more why. You know.
Yeah, we learn new things every day. Yeah. You see?
You should. That's what the kind of stuff you should tweet about. Just like dating tips and sex tips.
I should.
Yeah.
I should do it from the other thing. Because the thing is too is I have companies that actually follow me on Twitter, so I have to be careful what I say. I already get yelled at for some of the shit. But
really?
Yes. Yeah, so
like yesterday, you dropped the S-bomb when we had those guests in here. You said the word shit.
I did.
Yeah. And now I'm thinking, how are they going to be able to use this interview to show other people? You know?
Oh.
But it happens. I mean, that's how we talk on the show. You know? So,
well, I did.
Yeah.
What was it in reference to?
I don't remember. But
well, it could have been that
but
bad.
But you just said something.
Well, she was talking about couch crashing and how she got preggo.
Yeah. But...
So, I mean, what's that? What's the difference between shit and that?
Wow.
Want kids to listen to it.
Well, they could bleep that out.
Yeah.
They could bleep it out in post-production.
See?
Yeah. Well, I'm not doing it for them. That's the way the show is.
Yeah.
I know. And I tell everyone that, too. Like, everyone asks, like, what is your show about? It just really depends. It depends who the guest is and where the conversation leads to.
Yeah, exactly.
It also depends what's on my brain.
Yeah. Like when we have Nuzzy here, we're talking about ball smell.
Yeah, how did that happen?
No, you brought it up with the whole wiping and standing thing.
Yeah, that's
true. You know?
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah, I was just saying how, like, I can talk to an actor about what it's like, how he prepares and who his inspirations are. And then I can also, you know, find out some personal information about him. Hey, but besides my podcast that I do, I'm also a producer. I produce podcasts. Uh-huh. And one of the guys that I am the executive producer of his podcast for, his name is Andy Dick.
Mm-hmm.
And
uh-huh.
I think he's one of the most brilliant guys out there.
Yeah.
And so,
although he's done some stupid things.
He's, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who
but
hasn't?
He's done some stupid things, but at one point he was so famous that, you know, when you do something,
When you pee wrong, you're like in trouble.
Yeah. Right. Like,
no, but this guy like pulled shirts off of girls and shit like that.
I've done that. Do you know what I've done?
In the parking lot?
Oh, yeah.
You don't know?
There's a video on YouTube of me doing it. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I get crazy. If you're wearing a button down shirt, I used to have this thing where it's coming off. I just felt like it. Like, it's all over YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a little crazy when it comes to
it's illegal to do, though.
I don't care. I didn't give a shit. I did it to girls and guys. I did it on my show when I was in Australia. So, anyway, go ahead.
No, Andy's, he's wild. I think that's why people you either love him or you hate him.
Right.
And his podcast is great. It's musical and
musical. What
yeah.
Do you mean?
He's not a stand-up comedian.
Right.
He's a performer.
Yeah.
And so he gets up there. He's got a band. He sings like.
Is it good?
Fun songs and stuff.
Or is it hilarious?
No, it's really good. Yeah.
Okay.
He does characters and he's great. And the podcast is great too. Yeah. I'm about to upload another episode. I had him interview. Jeff Richards from Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job. He does voices and stuff. So yeah, you should check. It's called The Shed Show. And I could get him to call in. Do you want?
Awesome.
Do you guys want to talk to him?
We're
Andy
almost out of time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're
all right.
Almost out of time, but maybe next time.
Okay.
Now let me ask you this, because I always wonder about him. He sounds gay to me.
Oh, he's gay.
He's gay.
Yeah. He's gay.
But he denies it.
No, he doesn't.
He has for years.
Oh no. He loves dudes.
Years.
Yeah.
He's gay. He's straight. You know.
I mean, I can tell by the way he talks. But
he's bi.
I don't know. At least on Howard Stern, he's denied that.
I don't know. Maybe he's denied being gay because if you're gay, it means that you're not interested in women. But
and he's into both. He's bi.
Yeah, I mean, he's got kids. Okay. He's got, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
he was married.
Yeah, he has girlfriends. He has boyfriends. Yeah. I think it's, you know, whatever turns him on.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people are just sexual make sure and whatever.
That, yeah. I want to make sure I'm on the same page with him because from what I remember, he never really admitted this. So, you know, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I haven't followed him as much. But so you guys are good friends.
It's a lot of fun to do. Yeah, we are good friends. Mm-hmm. And he's a great performer. Uh-huh. And I think my goal with him is to get him to be the number one podcast on iTunes. We're going to kick Kevin Smith and Adam Carolla right out of this top two spot.
Nice.
And put him right there. So.
Okay, well. Yeah. Yeah, at least you're ambitious. Maybe it'll work. Who knows? Yeah.
We should definitely like have you come back in with him or something.
Yeah, or I can set up a thing for Andy.
Yeah. That helps when people know you for your podcast to succeed, obviously, you know, because just like with anything, you know, if people know you, mm-hmm. they follow you on Twitter, on Facebook, and so forth. And, you know, for unknowns like us, it takes a little longer.
Sure.
But, you know, yeah, so you have your podcast on your website and on iTunes as well, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
So people can find it. And we'll give the link again in a few minutes. In the last few minutes we have left, what did I want to ask you? Shit, I forgot. Never mind. But I never was stuck without something to say on this show for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, because it just my mind went blank right now. But at any rate, do you have any siblings?
I have a sister. She's 6 years older.
Yeah. Yep. Is she still back east?
She's back east in Philly. I've got my nephew. So she's got the kid, and she just bought a dog.
Right.
And now her kid can play with the dog, and she could just, you know, drink
just
a glass of wine
nice,
in the other room
and
leave me alone. Yeah.
So you grew up in a Jewish home.
Yes.
Obviously and stuff. Did you have big, like, family, grandfathers, aunts, uncles?
Yeah, we did that, but not so much. Everybody's kind of dying. you know, no grandparents left.
That's true.
You know, everybody kind of slowly moves away, you know?
Right.
Like, I grew up with my cousin Elvis and stuff.
Right.
And so, like, his dad and his mom. I'm actually in a fantasy baseball league with Elvis's dad.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. So I that's how I keep in touch with them.
Yeah.
You know? And
I haven't seen them in years.
Oh, they're great. Yeah.
They're cool.
Everybody's cool.
That's cool. They're wow. Cool. And
but yeah, family is important to me. I talk to my mom is the stereotypical Jewish mother. She's neurotic. She calls me every single day. If I don't call her, she calls me. So I call her so it's on my terms.
Yeah.
Does she listen in ever?
To the
To your show.
Oh, she listens to the podcast. Yeah.
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 Oh, that's what I think. I totally forgot. The day that we had Elvis on our other show, I forgot his parents.
Yeah. Yeah, they were watching it.
And it was we film it, so it's like live on here. And we played a little joke on him.
Right.
And it was really embarrassing because I knew his parents too. Like, I mean, like no other.
They're
like,
terrific.
And they watched it. I think I told you the prank that we used to do on our shows and stuff. I
yeah.
Know, whatever. But yeah, I always like that's another thing. Like, I don't Twitter. I mean, how do you feel about like when you tweet and stuff? Like, even today we're talking about whatever off the wall things. Mm-hmm. Like, do your parents like freak out about
no,
it?
No, I'm an adult now.
So, yeah,
so,
exactly.
And like on Twitter, they don't
follow it.
No, but like I will take the tweets that I really really like that are kind of Facebook appropriate. I'll take those tweets and I'll put them on Facebook. So
how do you? Like,
well, I'll just copy it and I'll paste it as like a status update on Facebook. So, like, I'll do
that. Because mine's automatically set up when you tweet, it goes to Facebook.
Yeah. Right. No, I pick and choose the ones that I think. I was like,
probably.
What would I? Because these are people that I went to high school with, and these are people that know me from when I was a kid. And like Facebook is, it's like family. Twitter. That's like your lover, right? You know, like you'll say anything. But like Facebook is like your sister, you know? So you just have to be very careful.
I like how you say that. It's not a bad idea. Well, then I worry too because I have all these companies that follow me because like for the PR stuff. So I'm kind of like, I don't know, whatever.
Now, so how long have you been separated now?
Since about a year.
About a year?
Yeah.
So how come you're still separated? I mean, you guys what, haven't decided yet?
Well... No, I think we've decided. Except I don't. She's alone in another part of the country, another part of the world.
Of the world.
So she's like as close to the as close to Eastern Europe as you could get. It's like the middle of winter, and it's like snow is on the ground, and she's alone, and she's in a country that she's not really familiar with. And I'm thinking, boy, that would be a real son of a bitch move to like deliver divorce papers.
Right.
Like, it's like, why? I mean, it's almost like traveling 6,500 miles away to stab somebody in the face and go, ah, I got you, bitch. Later.
Yeah, but don't you want to move on in your life?
I'm moving on, but I do things differently, I guess. I know a friend of mine back east, he's been separated for 6 years.
Are you serious?
And
oh my God.
And I said, why are you not divorced yet? Yeah. He says, I don't like confrontation.
Oh my God.
He's afraid to ask.
Oh my God.
So he'll just stay like that for the rest of his life.
See, I guess for though, like the girl though, I mean, how long have you guys been together?
The girlfriend?
Yeah.
6 months. Okay. I met her on the podcast. I actually met her on my podcast.
No way. Yeah.
And she doesn't care that you're like still married.
Sure, she does. She does care.
I would care.
Yeah, she does. This comes up.
Yeah.
It does come up.
A couple months, I'd be like, I wouldn't say anything. But if it's 6 months, you better believe I'm going to be on your case.
Right. Yeah. I know. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I told her that. And
I know. I see your side, though. I see both sides. But
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Okay. Well, Nuzzy, the name of your podcast again?
Decently Funny.
And decentlyfunny.com is the website.
Decentlyfunny.com.
And you can look it up on iTunes as well and everything. And,
yes.
And awesome. I'm definitely going to be listening and checking it out.
Yeah, it's funny. And then his Twitter is TheNuzzy, @TheNuzzy. Mm-hmm. So
I'm slowly approaching the 12,000 follower mark. So follow me.
Good for you.
I tweet jokes.
He does, and they're really funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
And I'm followed by lots of really important people. So if you write something so funny and you attach me in it, I might retweet it. And then who knows who's going to see your tweet?
You know what? Yeah. I like the days when then you tweet things. You have a contest about, let's talk about me for a minute, or let's talk about my dick.
He
does these contests. They're so funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anyway.
All right.
All right.
Anyway,
hey,
thanks so much for joining us, and all the best to you.
Thanks.
Brigetta, good luck today with Harley.
Thanks.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.